Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Boy, I wish this were Spanish Digest,
yeah?
Or French Digest or German Digest, because I could actually be learning a language that I don't know, but I'm just using a language I already know to teach you, and so therefore this is English Digest. And today is our unit on medicine. We're talking about something called antibiotic resistance. Have you heard of this recent phenomenon?
I have. I have a sister who's really sick. She's been sick for about 20 years now.
Oh, no.
And gets infections a lot. And if you get an infection, your doctor will often give you a round of antibiotics, which kill infections. They kill the bugs, the bacteria that produces the illness, whatever you have.
That's important to know. You said bacteria there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people take antibiotics for viruses.
For colds? No.
Which is nonsense. They're not supposed to be used for viruses. They're not going to be effective at all. And
no.
We will talk about those details in today's lesson. Yes, indeed, we've got the threat of antibiotic resistance.
Ooh.
In today's program. So let's find out what this is all about.
Okay.
Let's listen to the entirety of our lesson right now. The discovery of antibiotics came about when Alexander Fleming accidentally left an open dish containing bacteria on his laboratory bench. The dish became contaminated by mold, and when Fleming returned, he found the mold had killed some of the bacteria. Further investigation of the mold led him to discover penicillin, the first antibiotic. Since then, scientists have found and manufactured many other bacteria-killing antibiotics, saving countless lives. However, the misuse and misunderstanding of antibiotics is creating antibiotic resistance, which the World Health Organization, WHO, calls a global health crisis. Antibiotic resistance occurs when bacteria evolve, changing their cell structure so that a particular antibiotic is no longer effective. The more bacteria are exposed to antibiotics, the more likely they will become resistant. The consequence is that some bacteria, nicknamed superbugs, can no longer be treated with common antibiotics. Examples include Staphylococcus aureus, which is the cause of anything from food poisoning to fatal blood diseases. As antibiotic resistance grows, we will likely be faced with more and more of these superbugs. A huge contributing factor in this is a lack of knowledge. A WHO survey showed that around 64% of people believe antibiotics can treat colds and the flu. This is incorrect. Both are caused by viruses, not bacteria. However, people still expect antibiotics to treat these problems and often medicate themselves. Moreover, 32% of surveyed patients believe they should stop taking antibiotics as soon as they feel well and fail to complete the full course prescribed by their doctors. This allows bacteria to survive the antibiotics and evolve to resist future attacks. The WHO is working with health authorities around the world to educate people about how and when they should use antibiotics. It's crucial that people learn these facts, as otherwise we could be faced by deadly superbugs that no drug will be able to stop.
So let's talk about the threat of antibiotic resistance. If there's a resistance to something, it just means it doesn't give in, you know? And so if you're taking medicine and your body resists it, it means it's not doing the job it's meant to do, and that's to heal whatever infection you have. So let's get started. Oh, before we start,
yep,
we should probably mention, Tom, that there are two ways to pronounce antibiotic, right? What's
yeah,
the other one?
Yeah, you're right there. Antibiotic or antibiotic. Both are correct.
Yeah.
Both are acceptable. But I tend to say antibiotic because biotic has the I sound there. So if you change your vowel sounds in the word, it gets kind of confusing. So
it's harder for your tongue.
Yeah. It's like sort of becomes a tongue twister there.
Yeah.
So let's just say antibiotic and we'll be okay. So I guess some of these bacteria are being resistant or have resistance to antibiotics. Let's find out what this is all about. Let's give you a little history lesson here. It says the discovery of antibiotics came about when Alexander Fleming accidentally left an open dish containing bacteria on his laboratory bench. So this is a chemist, a scientist by the name of Alexander Fleming.
Mm.
And like a lot of things, they're oftentimes discovered by accident or accidentally. Here, he accidentally left his open dish with bacteria on the laboratory bench. I should also mention bacteria here. That's a noun, but it's actually a plural noun. You can't say bacterias. Bacteria itself is a plural noun. The singular is bacterium.
Yeah, I don't think most people who aren't scientists, at least, or researchers, you'll probably never say bacterium, the singular form. But remember, it's plural. He left this dish open on his laboratory bench. Laboratory is the long form of the word lab. That's that special place, a room that has a lot of scientific equipment where scientists do experiments. So he left an open dish, and what had happened is it starts to grow if you don't put it into the refrigerator or keep it cold. Those are live bugs, so they start to grow if you give them some heat. So the dish became contaminated by mold. Ugh. If you contaminate something, you get it dirty. Something gets in it. It could be dirt. It could be anything that makes it unclean or impure. So it was exposed to just the air in the laboratory, which contaminated it, and mold started to grow. Mold is that green or blue stuff that starts growing on food when it gets old. Mm. Like your bread. Bread often will start growing mold. And when he returned to his laboratory, he came back after probably sleeping for the night, he found the mold had actually killed some of the bacteria. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So he accidentally discovered penicillin.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, this is bacteria. And remember, bacteria is not the same as a virus. I think we'll talk about the differences between them later on in the article when that is mentioned here. But the bacteria actually were killed by that mold. So I guess in that sense, mold can be good. Mold is also used to make blue cheese and other kinds of food as well. So mold isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it can be a nuisance when it grows inside your camera's lenses and things like that. You might get some mold in there. But further investigation of the mold led him to discover penicillin. Penicillin, here's the English word, and I believe the Chinese word is very similar, so I won't spend much time with this term here. Investigation, that's a noun. That's when you investigate something. You may conduct an investigation if you're trying to solve a crime, which means you're trying to gather information and you're trying to figure out a mystery.
Yeah, some sort of mystery. And he wanted to figure out what led this sort of discovery or what caused this. It's kind of weird. It was the first antibiotic ever. So we give Alexander Fleming a lot of credit for discovering penicillin, which is so essential in this world. It's killed a lot of bugs and helped a lot of people live. Mm. Since then, scientists have found and manufactured many other bacteria-killing antibiotics. There's not just penicillin. There are other forms of antibiotics that perhaps you've been given by your doctor when he prescribes medicine for you. If you manufacture something, guys, it means you are usually producing some sort of product in large-scale numbers. So you've got a lot of things you're producing. Typically, we manufacture in places called factories. Even drugs are manufactured in factories. And so it's been great since it was discovered because it saved a lot of lives. Here it says countless, which means too many to even count.
Yeah, we don't have time to mention all the diseases that have been treated by penicillin and other antibiotics. However, the misuse and misunderstanding of antibiotics is creating something called antibiotic resistance. Again, that's the subject of our lesson for today. And the World Health Organization is calling this a global health crisis. You've probably heard about this in the news. A lot of these bacteria are becoming resistant to these kinds of treatments, to antibiotics, and therefore the diseases can go on and kill people like they used to, okay, as if they were meant to kill people all along. But in any case, we've got the World Health Organization. They don't let Taiwan in for various reasons. Yeah, because of the big brother across the strait there is always gets all upset about when Taiwan wants to join the organization. So, but still, we can hear their news, and this particular organization is saying that it's a global health crisis. It's a big problem.
Sure is. It's kind of scary to think that, you know, there are going to be these super bugs or bacteria that we can no longer kill with our great medicines. Now, in the next paragraph, it says antibiotic resistance. It occurs when bacteria evolve, changing their cell structure so that a particular antibiotic is no longer effective. So, in essence, this first sentence in the second paragraph actually defines what we mean by antibiotic resistance, what happens. Now, when something evolves, it develops rather gradually, and it changes usually from a simple form to a more complex form. Maybe you've had friends who have evolved. I like to tease my brother, who was pretty determined to let us all know that guys were so much better than girls when he was younger. But he has evolved, Tom. He's learned and grown, and now he treats women so well because he actually got lucky and got married to a really nice lady. But people evolve, things can evolve, and bacteria can evolve, too.
Yep, to evolve just means to develop gradually over time. And, of course, this is related to the word evolution, which is a theory in science about how living things go through stages and change and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yes, indeed, bacteria evolve. They change. They actually change their cell structure. So then later on, a particular or one kind of antibiotic is no longer effective. Okay. So, yeah, this could change, and, of course, that can lead to trouble later on. You're going to have to develop new kinds of penicillin or antibiotics or something like that.
Yeah.
But, so we'll continue talking about that in just a couple of seconds. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天文章的一开始的句子写着 The discovery of antibiotics came about when Alexander Fleming accidentally left an open dish containing bacteria on his laboratory bench. 在这里提到了这个动词片语 come about 就是有偶然发生的意思。之所以会发现这样的抗生素，正是因为呢，有一次 Alexander Fleming 非常有名的科学家，他意外的将一个没有遮盖，然后还有细菌 bacteria 的这样子培养皿呢，留在他实验室的长椅上面，所以呢，后来呢，发现沾满了 mold， 也就是霉菌。然后呢，在第一段的中间提到 ，further investigation of the mold led him to discover penicillin， the first antibiotic。而进一步的去检视那个培养皿上面的 mold 霉菌呢，则导致他发现了盘尼西林，也就是我们一刚开始所知道的抗生素。在这里的 investigation 则是有呢调查的意思。如果我们说要针对这件事故来做调查，就可以说 an investigation into the accident。 抗生素非常的有用，但是在第一段的最后一句却告诉我们一个不好的结果。 However, the misuse and misunderstanding of antibiotics is creating antibiotic resistance, which the World Health Organization, WHO, cause a global health crisis. 在这里提到的两个字 misuse and misunderstanding, 也就是呢抗生素的误用跟误解就引起了 antibiotic resistance, 抗生素的抗药性。而世界卫生组织我们常听到的 WHO 称之为全球的健康危机。很多的英文字词前面都会有放上 MIS, 它就是有不当的错误的意思，像是 misbehavior, 解释成为不当的行为， misleading, 形容词则是有误导的意思。第二段的第一个句子提到 antibiotic resistanceoccurs when bacteria evolve, changing their cell structure so that a particular antibiotic is no longer effective. 这句解释了什么叫做抗生素的抗药性。它的发生正是因为 bacteria evolve, 这样子的细菌其实会进化逐渐发展。我们常常听到的演化论叫做 theory of evolution, 而 evolve 则是有演化进化的意思。细菌演化就会改变它的细胞结构，然后呢这时候特定的某一个抗生素就不再有效了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about antibiotic resistance. Mm-hmm. Remember, that occurs when bacteria change, they evolve, they change their cell structure, and then a special kind of antibiotic is no longer useful, it's no longer effective. And the more bacteria are exposed to antibiotics, the more likely they will become resistant. So here in this sentence, we have the more, zamyang, the more, zamyang. So the more you have one thing, then the more you have something else.
Okay, yeah.
So the more bacteria are exposed to antibiotics, if you expose bacteria to antibiotics more, then as a consequence, it will be more likely that they will become resistant. So the antibiotics will no longer be effective. The bacteria will go, okay, you're throwing that same stuff at us again. Let's take a look at it. Let's sort of study it a little bit. So the next time you throw it at us, we'll know how to fight back.
Yeah, that's the problem. So you have to be really careful about taking antibiotics. Only take them if you absolutely have to. My sister's doctors have actually told her that someday she'll get an infection and they won't have anything to help her. So it's kind of scary. Don't take more than you need to, guys. Now, if you are taking these and sometimes you take too many or you just, you know, you have to, the consequence is that some bacteria, and they're nicknamed superbugs. Sounds really scary. The consequence here just means some sort of result or effect of some action that you took, or maybe of the result of some condition. The result of actually taking too many antibiotics, too many courses of antibiotics. We'll often use that measure word, a course of antibiotics. What will happen is these superbugs can no longer be treated. They just kind of look at the medicine and they go, yeah, you're not going to kill us. We're too big. We're too super. If you nickname something, a certain name, it just means you're using kind of a fun name, maybe a humorous name. Most of us grew up in America with nicknames. My name is Stephanie, as you know. I have a cousin who used to call me Stephanie Annie Annie Bucklebum. So everyone has a nickname.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, most of my family call me Steph. Tom, do you have a nickname?
I've had several. I was called Spider at one time. I was called other things that I can't really mention on the radio here.
Bad words.
Yeah, guys tend to give each other those kinds of nicknames.
Sure.
But in any case here, yes, we're calling these superbugs. I guess that's a nickname here. Superbug actually can mean a couple of things. It could also be a bacteria that has been genetically changed for some reason. But in this case, we're talking about something that is kind of bad. This bacteria that can no longer be treated with common antibiotics, and they're free to cause as much destruction as they want. Nah, 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 you can't harm us anymore.
Yeah.
We are resistant to you. What are you going to do about it? Ha, ha, ha. Now, moving on here to the next sentence here, it says, examples include Staphylococcus aureus. Okay, that's a Latin term, and you don't see these terms very often in everyday speech, so I definitely had to look that up before today's program to see exactly how to pronounce that. This is an example of a superbug. It is the cause of anything from food poisoning to fatal blood diseases. So it sounds like a real troublemaker. We've got a range of things. Anything from food poisoning to fatal blood diseases. Food poisoning just means you get this bacteria in your food, and if you eat it, you'll get really sick, and you might even die.
Oh.
And we don't want that to happen. If something's fatal, it causes death.
Well, that's right. Now, the next paragraph starts out with a huge contributing factor in this. We're talking about how these superbugs are formed, is a lack of knowledge about penicillin and other antibiotics. People don't understand them. So they usually take too many, or they ask their doctor for antibiotics when they don't need it because they only have a cold. We're going to be talking about that. A factor is something that contributes or has an effect on something. So what we're saying is because people don't understand antibiotics, it's leading to this problem of having super bugs. Hmm. So it's kind of a scary thing. A WHO survey showed that around 64% of people believe antibiotics can treat colds and the flu. That's wrong.
Wow.
Now, I wanted to mention briefly, this word survey is when you ask people questions, you get their opinion, and you say, oh, 10% of the people we surveyed believe this. Guys, when it's a noun, please don't say survey. Everyone in Taiwan that I've ever taught English to say survey. Survey is the pronunciation for the verb form, but the noun form is survey. So be careful with that one.
Yeah, I'm going to have my farm field surveyed, for example. That would be the verb, but here it's a survey. It's when they conduct a survey.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask people questions, and they thought, well, what do you think antibiotics are for? And 64% of people said, hey, I could take those if I have a cold, you know, or the flu. A flu is like a really bad cold, but nope, that's just not what you take. This is incorrect. It's wrong. Both are caused by viruses, not bacteria. And we mentioned this before. Mm. We have been talking about bacteria, which I believe is Xijun in Chinese.
Right.
And virus is Bingdu. Viruses are much smaller, and they depend on a cell to survive, whereas bacteria can survive on their own. They're single-celled. There is an important difference. You need to have different kinds of things to handle each one.
Interesting. Now, people still expect antibiotics to treat these problems like the cold and the flu, and often medicate themselves.
Oh.
I often medicate myself. Mm. Now, if you medicate yourself, it means you're giving yourself some sort of medicine. It might just be going to the drugstore and buying some aspirin, you know, something to make you feel a little better. But you got to be careful about that. Moreover, 32% of surveyed patients believe they should stop taking antibiotics as soon as they feel well again.
Oh, no.
No. You have to take every pill the doctor gives you even after you feel good or feel well. They fail to complete the full course prescribed by their doctors. A full course of antibiotics means maybe 2 weeks' worth, and you have to take every single pill they give you, guys. That's very important.
Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, when the doctors prescribe that medicine for you. And, of course, this allows the bacteria to survive if you don't take it. So, of course, you're taking the antibiotics will be totally useless.
Yeah.
Do what your doctor tells you. Try not to be your own doctor so much. Now, the WHO is working with health authorities, different health organizations around the world, to educate people about how and when they should use antibiotics. I hope it's not too late here, but people do need to learn about these things. They do need to be educated about how you should use antibiotics if you have to use them, and when to use them, and remember to keep on using them even after you feel well, and don't take them if you have a cold.
You got to remember that one. That's really important. So it's crucial or essential. It's vital. It's really important that people learn these facts, as otherwise, if this doesn't happen, then the following will be the case. We could be faced by deadly superbugs that no drug will be able to stop.
Ooh.
Deadly and fatal are the same sort of idea. They could cause death. So it's really important to be careful and take care to just learn a little bit more about these things, because sometimes your doctors are busy and won't explain everything when you go visit them. So take it upon yourself to learn a little bit more about this, educate yourself. Right now, we're going to let you listen to our Chinese teacher, who will do her part or his part to educate you as well.
中间提到, the consequence is that some bacteria, nicknamed superbugs, can no longer be treated with common antibiotics. 这样子所造成的后果就是有一些细菌呢, 那么我们称之它 nicknamed, 给它取绰号, 这里用 VPP 表被动, 称之为超级病菌呢, 就不再能够用一般我们常见的抗生素来治疗或者去处理它了。 这就是我们讲到的这种全球的健康危机。 而WHO做了一些调查, 它发现呢会造成这样的原因是因为 a lack of knowledge, 大家呢缺乏对于抗生素的知识。 首先看到第三段的第二个句子提到, a WHO survey showed that around 64% of people believe antibiotics can treat colds and the flu. 大概 64%的人相信抗生素是可以治疗感冒跟流感, 其实这是一个不正确的想法。 这里的名词 survey 中英节在前面解释成为调查的意思。举个例子来说, a recent survey of public opinion showed most people were worried about the increasing crimes. 一份最近的民意调查显示，大多数的人对于不断增加的犯罪表示忧虑。而下面我们会看到它用来当作动词的用法，而中英节就要到后面去了。所以第三段中间的句子提到 ，Moreover, 32% of surveyed patients believe they should stop taking antibiotics as soon as they feel well. And fail to complete the full course prescribed by their doctors. 另外呢, 在接受这些调查的病人当中, 有32%觉得一旦感觉好一些, feel well, 身体觉得好了一些, 就会要停止服用抗生素, 因而造成了没有办法 fail to 去完成整个医师所嘱咐的完整疗程, 也就造成了 antibiotic resistance, 这样子的抗药性。 最后一段, the WHO is working with health authorities around the world to educate people about how and when they should use antibiotics. 所以世界卫生组织呢, 正与全世界的卫生机构来合作, 教育人们应该如何, 并且何时该使用抗生素。 在这里的authorities, 常用复数, 代表着是当局或者是机构的意思。 以上就是今天的课文讲解, 谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you learned a little bit more so that you'll be able to take better care of yourselves in the future. Don't overuse antibiotics. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.